This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Spitalski. It's the middle of the 28th Fleet Week at Port Everglades. Among the events and military ships docking near Fort Lauderdale, people can actually walk on board vessels like the USS Detroit. I joined one of the tour groups on board Wednesday morning. 10-year-old Robbie Ramirez tries not to miss Fleet Week. This year, he's come with his best friend to see a new combat ship, the USS Detroit.
What's really cool is how they use the flags for codes and how it has a lot of commanders.
Robbie and anyone else who comes to tour the USS Detroit can explore the flight deck, pilot house, and combat room. Ensign Amy Davis is part of the ship's 64-member crew. She shares experiences from all of the jobs she's done, like being an electrical officer with fans like Robbie.
Kind of step into a sailor's day-to-day life and see what it's like on board. I'm learning so much about the electrical side of the ship, and it's really empowering.
There are also three U.S. Coast Guard cutter ships participating in Fleet Week this year, and the amphibious assault ship, the USS Kearsarge. Robbie is hoping to see them all.
It's just very interesting to learn about other ships.
I'm Katie Spitalski in Port Everglades.